A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube. Tonight we are talking about Zimbabwe exemption permits as President Emmerson Mnangagwa's team deployed in South Africa this week has started this mission of assisting ZEP holders who wish to return home if they don't regularize their status by June 30th this year. Zimbabwean lecturers who are holders of these permits are already under siege in the Southern African nation. But before we delve into this topic, let's have a quick look at what is happening around the world. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting Ethiopia and Niger this week. In a statement, the U.S. Department of State said Blinken discussed a wide range of issues today with Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. They discussed the implementation of an agreement on the cessation of hostilities in northern Ethiopia, humanitarian access to the affected Tigray region, and accountability for atrocities perpetrated by all the parties. Blinken also pledged to assist in tackling drought that has ravaged the country. A brutal two-year conflict has left an estimated 500,000 civilians killed. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
In January, Tigrayan rebel forces said they began handing over tanks and heavy weapons as part of a peace deal brokered last November to end the bloody conflict that broke out in late 2020 when Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed deployed the army in a bid to topple Tigrayan leaders. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is said to meet with Abiy in Addis Ababa Wednesday. One leading human rights advocate told VOA that Abiy is hoping to get economic aid and a pledge of normalized relations from Blinken, although the country is still not at peace.
I'm going to suggest that it's actually not a peace as such. There is a cessation of hostilities agreement, which has, in fact, brought some relief to the suffering of the people of Ethiopia, particularly in the north, in the Tigray region. So some aid can get through. Communications are flowing. Fuel prices are down. Food prices are down. All of this is very positive. What I really want the United States government to know, however, is that it is not all sunshine and roses. There are still abuses happening throughout not just the Tigray region, but in other parts of the country.
Another senior human rights advocate agreed.
We are asking that Secretary Blinken really center all of his engagements with the government of Ethiopia around human rights. While we have seen an improvement in the situation in northern Tigray since the signing of the cessation of hostilities, there still needs to be improved access throughout the country for humanitarian actors and human rights monitors. We also still need to see more commitment on justice and accountability, and would really like for Secretary Blinken to push that.
Earlier this year, France and Germany's foreign ministers visited Ethiopia, reviewing stocks of humanitarian aid and holding talks with leaders. They called for establishing a transitional justice mechanism to punish human rights abuses committed during the conflict, saying there can be no reconciliation without accountability. Sarah Yeager told VOA she agrees.
Ethiopia has been backsliding on democracy and freedoms across the country, and abuses are still continuing in some of those same places where the worst suffering has happened. So we are seeing detentions, killings, sexual violence.
Despite unresolved issues, there is optimism. After the ceasefire agreement late last year, flights resumed for the first time in 18 months between Addis Ababa and the Tigrayan capital, Mekele. A woman told reporters, "When you have peace, you have everything." Cindy Sain, VOA News.
And now back to the topic of the day. South Africa's Citizen newspaper reports that some Zimbabweans teaching at colleges and universities who are holders of Zimbabwe exemption permits have been served with notices to terminate their contracts with effect from March 31st. They are among 178,000 Zimbabweans who are supposed to regularize their status by the end of June this year. The South African government gave them an ultimatum to do so on this date or face deportation. Some organizations like Helen Suzman Foundation and the Zimbabwe Exemption Permits Association have taken the matter to court, arguing that the termination of the program will cause havoc in both nations and also result in suffering of ZEP holders, their families and relatives. President Emmerson Mnangagwa has deployed a team which is currently collecting data on those willing to return home if they fail to get new immigration visas. South Africa says it is looking for skilled manpower and not domestic workers, waiters and others. The majority of Zimbabweans under the ZEP program are gardeners, waiters and farm laborers, among other low-level jobs. Namhlanje sixoxa ngamaphepha eZimbabwe exemption permits ngesikhathi izithunywa zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa zizama ukunceda labo abafisela ukubuyela ekhaya abalamaphepha eZimbabwe exemption permits. Uhulumende wakwele South Africa useqale ukususa emsebenzini abafundisa emakolitshini abalamaphepha aweZimbabwe exemption permits. And joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Advocate Simba Chitando, a lawyer representing some of the ZEP holders in South African courts, Victor Matutu, chairperson of ZIM Imbokodo, and Bongani Mkhwananzi, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. So we'll start with you, Mr. Chitando. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. Greetings to your audience.
Thank you so much. So give us an outlook of exactly what matter is in court right now, you know, concerning these ZEP papers.
Okay, there are several matters in court, and there may be more matters coming in the court. As we speak, we've got a case reviewing and setting aside, which seeks to review and set aside the decision by the South African government to end the ZEP. That I'd like to call the main case, to basically cancel out the South African government's decision to end ZEP, and also in our case, to seek permanent residence for all ZEP holders, to allow them to move to permanent residence permits, which is a step below citizenship. Then there is a matter that you have just mentioned regarding the lecturers. That is a separate matter where the South African Minister of Higher Education has decided to end the employment of Zimbabwe ZEP permanent holders who are lecturers at the Department of Higher Education. He just ended their contracts. That is a new matter. It only came about last week when I was briefed in that case. And, so we are seized with it. We do not know when the case will be heard because, like I said, it's still new. We have not yet received formal replies or any opposing papers from the Minister of Higher Education. So we're in the dark there. A similar matter was brought in Port Elizabeth, where three Zimbabwean lecturers were removed from employment. They successfully challenged that matter in urgent court. We are now dealing with a batch of several others in Durban and in Johannesburg who have been affected. That's where we are at the moment. And the list is growing. It appears that it is a blanket decision that has been made by the Department of Higher Education.
So what are your chances of winning? What are your chances of winning some of these cases? You know, especially the main case. And when is it going to court?
The main case is going to court between the 11th and the 14th of April. There are four applicants, different it's a joint hearing of four different groups who are attacking the decision by the South African government. There is a Zimbabwean Exemption Permit Holders Association. We were the first to start the case against the government in writing the ZEP. After us, Helen Suzman Foundation came, and they are also attacking the government decision. But they're asking for different reasons. We are asking for permanent residency for ZEP holders. But Helen Sussman's position is that the government should reconsider their decision and find alternative permits or visas for the ZEP holders without saying what they are. But I don't want to discuss the case of a party that is not here, at least not in this, conversation.
Yes, thank
and
you so
much. Their own case. And then you've got the Zimbabwe Immigration Federation, which is seeking an interdict. Sorry, you said something.
Can you hold on for a second? We are going to come back to you. Let's get to the other guest, and that is Victress Matutu of Zim Imbooto. Is your name
Lokhle Luma?
Zimbabwe exemption permit. So ukuhamba njani khona ngapho nxa sikhangela abantu abazama ukuthi bazelihle ngalabo abavela uhulumende kamlanga.
Into yokuqala Dube engayikhuluma ukuthi nxa kuthiwa sizohlengwa thina sisalinde ukuthi sinikezwe i-grace period kusiyafika umhla ka 30 June njalo kuthiwa kasi apply ama waiver. Abantu abazosihlenga lawo bazosihlenga kanjani singaka apply ama waiver ayehlula kungakadluli ama lezi ndaba ezisenkantolo zayehlula bakwazi kanjani ukuthi kusiya njoba sibe buya bezosilanda manje bezothi bazosisayinisa amaphepha bakwazi kanjani ukuthi ama waiver lawo esiwa applyayo azovulwa noma azokwaliwa kungathi bona balolunye ulwazi thina ukuthi singalwaziyo thina njengabantu abaphethe la ama permit ngoba thina esikwaziyo ukuthi manje ugatsha lwezo-home affairs lapha e-South Africa luthi kasiqhubeke si-apply ama-waiver. Ma uhulumende waseZimbabwe sethumela abantu ukuthi bazosi-regist ukuthi sifuna ukubuyela ekhaya njani thina sisa-apply ama-waiver singakatholi ukuthi impendulo zoku-aplya kwethu zithini.
Kungani kuyakhipha khonokho?
Yiko engikutshoyo ukuthi sokungathi uhulumende weZimbabwe kukhona kwaziyo thina esiphethele amaphemithi esingakwaziyo esingakutshelwayo ukuthi vele kuthi ukuthi noma si-aplaya la ama-waiver yena uhulumende uyazi ukuthi hhayi akusebenzi ngoba ngeke azi ukuthi uzosilanda kanjani thina sisalinde imiphumela yalokho esiku-aplayileyo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke ubambe khonapho mama. So we are hearing Victress Matutu of Zim Imbooto complaining there, saying why should these people from the government come and try to rescue them when they've got so many matters that are before the courts. One, secondly, they are busy applying for new permits. So I guess we've got our third guest, and that is Bongani Mkwananzi. Mr. Mkwananzi, welcome to the show, sir. Mr. Mkwananzi, can you hear me? I think Mr. Mkwananzi can't hear me. Can you hear me, Mr. Mkwananzi? No, I'm told his phone is giving us a bit of problems. So let's go back to Mr. Chitando. Just for one minute, Mr. Chitando, there. Neri Muramai in Shona. Can you tell us what is going on in terms of the last case that you are handling, Yema lecturers? Iru Famba say, to Shoma Shoma Ibab. Mr. Chitando?
Hello, sorry, yes. So the
go ahead, Mr. Chitando.
Hello, yes. Because I'm dealing with a legal issue, I'll just speak in English.
Yeah, okay.
Because of the technical, right? So I was saying that, if I may understand your question, right? You were saying that the last case.
Yes.
There's another organization called the Zimbabwe Immigration Federation. It's a separate party which is seeking an interdict to stop the removal of ZEP holders from the country. So those are the P parties that are in the case for the 11th to the 14th of April. That case is going to be heard very, very soon. That's where we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Thank you so much. We are going to take a short break and come back and talk to our guests. So let's take a break right now. So I'm told by our producers that, they are just trying to get our promo for the day. So for those that have joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe exemption permits. And these permits are set to expire on June 30th this year. And if they expire, some people may be deported. Yes, so let's take a break right now.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe exemption permits, and we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. And our guests are Advocate Simba Chitando, a lawyer representing some of the Zimbabwe exemption permit holders in South African courts, Ms. Victress Matutu of Zim Imbogoto. We're still trying to get some more guests and some callers onto the show. Now, let's go back to you, Mr. Chitando. We're talking here about, some of the cases that are before the courts. So now, Ms. Matutu actually mentioned that they are worried that there's a team from Zimbabwe that was sent by the president, that is President Emmerson Mnangagwa, to come and try to fish out those that, not fish out per se, to try and assist those that want to return home, you know, if they don't regularize their status. And she's saying this is unfair because, you know, some of them may end up getting the papers. So why now? Not wait until June 30th. So can you come in there, Mr. Chitando?
Okay, I want to understand the question. Is there a fear that the people involved in the mapping exercise for the government are going to interfere with their stay in the country? Is that the question?
No, the question is, she's saying, you know, they are trying to regularize their status right now, and they have applied for waivers.
Yeah.
For waivers, but the government is coming in from Zimbabwe saying, okay, we are coming to, help you if you want to return home. So she's not happy about that.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's not happy, but I don't know why she's, okay. Well, I don't know why she's unhappy, but what I can say, and this again, I don't work for the government.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be very clear. I don't work for the government.
Yes.
I am actually a lawyer. I'm representing the people who want to regularize their stay in the country. And as you've heard, I am actually trying to assist DDP holders to apply for permanent residency, to become permanent residents in South Africa, because they have spent 12 years of their most productive time in their lives contributing to the South African economy, and it is very wrong for them to be forced out. What I understand the government is doing, albeit from a position of a layperson, I'm not in government, is that they're trying to assist only Zimbabweans who may want to go back home. I'm not aware of them, the government in its mapping exercise, or those people have gone around. I don't know if they're trying to force anyone to go back. I think what they said is only if you're interested. And if you're not interested, then you don't have to participate. If you're interested, then you can. From what I understand, and I think it's also important to understand that the Zimbabwean government does not have any power when it's in South Africa. The South Africa is run by the South African government. It's not run by the South African government in conjunction with the Zimbabwean government. So I think anyone in the public must be aware that what applies when you're in South Africa, whether you're Zimbabwean, whether you're American, whether you're British, whether you're Zambian, whatever nationality you are, when you are in when you're in South Africa, South African law applies.
Thank you. Yes.
We apply South African law.
And thank you very much, Mr. Chitando. Let's go to Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi. He's the spokesperson of an organization called Zimbabwe Community in South Africa. Welcome to the show, Baba Mkwananzi. Mr. Mkwananzi, can you hear me? We seem to be losing Mr. Mkwananzi.
Mr. Tube, sorry. I'm having load shedding and connectivity issues, it seems. Apparently, you've been looking for me for a while. Good evening, and good evening to the listeners.
No, thank you, sir. Just briefly, 1 minute, tell us whether you've engaged this team from Zimbabwe. Have you seen them? Are you hearing anything? Are you engaging them in any way?
I've had an engagement with the ambassador at an event that he had called, but he spoke to us about these people having come that afternoon and that they were going to start their work on Monday. Thereafter, I haven't met any of them. I haven't spoken to any of them. And thus far, we are not aware where exactly they have started their works. So we are still anticipating that perhaps they will contact the people so that an outreach is made. But according to the ZTP mapping exercise, it would seem Joburg could be done around the 24th of March from the schedule that they gave us, which we've been circulating.
Yes, cela ukufaka ngesindebele ukuthi selibaboni le yini kumba lika baboni ngesintu ba.
Lutho bona asikababoni kodwa sakuzwa kuvela emlonyeni wakhe ngempela ambassador sihlezi naye ethi yena no lapho abantu bafikile emini ngolwesihlanu lodlulileyo. Esho ukuthi sebefikile eSouth Africa njalo sebezimisele ukuqala umsebenzi bethe bayoqala ngomvulo nalodlulileyo. Ukuthi baqaleke ukuhamba bezwisisa ukuthi abantu banezidingo bani abangabancedisa ngazo. Kunje lathi asikabikwazi exactly ukuthi bazoncedisa ngani abantu. Nakhona thina ezethu izikhalazo zaziyimayelana more nama-customs issues esiwa-anticipate ukuthi azonika abantu ama-problems ne-understanding yokuthi isizalwane vele esesibuyela ekhaya amalungelo aso athini in terms of impahla angabe lazo lobulula lobukubuyela ekhaya nakho kuye kulingene nje mhlawumbe singabuza ngesithi i-integration ngoba umuntu uma esuka la usuphula impilo yakhe lapha aphinde kumele ayegcumeka ngale ekhaya. Nxa egcumeka uzoqala ukudinga abantwana bafuna isikolo kumbe laye usedinga indawo yokuhlala. Abanye abantu phela balazo indawo zokuhlala. Yonke le nto ukuthi izophathwa kanjani. Kodwa kakhulu sasikhangelele ebantwini ababelezinto abazithengileyo. I-example elula kakhulu ebantwini abaningi into njengemoto. Ngoba ngokwemfanelo uyezwa kuthiwa masi understand umuntu uma ele mota esebuyele ekhaya i-duty free but kumele ngabe uyi-one 6 months. Abanye abantu bebesasele themba lokho belala ithemba kungenzekala kodwa ukuthi umuntu engasayenelisi ukuvuselela amaphepha akhe kuyenzeka ukuthi agcine sethatha okuzimadlana mhlawumbe akutholileyo esebenza kumbe kuseva athi sengithenga imoto engizoyisebenzisa lami ukwenza lokhu lalokho ekhaya abesezithola-ke ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi kuzoyenzeka ukuthi kuthiwe hhayi umthetho awuvumeli ukuthi wena une less than 6 months uzigole usungumuntu
osufikisela sizokucharge customs duty bese sithi thina sathi sibakhalela sathi hey kuzohlupha lapha ngoba abantu mase bephindele ekhaya kuzomele kuzame phela ukuthi bangapanisheki bangathwali nzima futhi bazwisise kunama-benefit akumele abe khona phela vele njengomuntu obuyele ekhaya ukuthi u-exempt from this and that especially ku-customs yikho thina
esasikhalelasiyakuzwa kakhulu ye siyakuzwa kakhulu mathuthu ngamafutshane mama. So what is the way forward for Zimbabweans living in South Africa? If they are saying, you know, this team from the president is not good enough, so what's going to happen? Victor, yes, quiet.
People are not going to be forced to go to these people and register to be helped to go back home.
They are not.
They are not going to be forced. It's going to be a willing, if you are willing to go, then go to them and see how they can help you get home. But what I'm going to say to people is those who really think, I've had enough of South Africa and this either this ZEP is renewed or not, I need to go back home. Please, they must go to those people and hear how they're going to be helped. As Mkwanazi is saying, that maybe they are going to be exempted on some issues, especially at the border there, if they are taking their stuff with them. Or like, we've got kids here, they have to go back to Zimbabwe, and in Zimbabwe there, they have to go to school. Maybe those people have got some help that they can offer. Like, maybe they will know that the Ministry of Education at home is going to say, all those kids who are coming back from South Africa and then coming to Zimbabwe, they have to be allocated places in schools and stuff like that. So everyone who's willing to go back home and thinks, okay, either this is renewed or not, just go to these people and see them and hear what they have to say. Because as it is, we just know that there are people who are coming from Zimbabwe to help those who want to go back home, but we don't know what help are they going to be offering to people. So it's very difficult to go out there, especially to women, when people, like women are asking, oh, can we go there? What are they going to do for us? We don't have answers because we don't know. When they're not clear, what are they really going, how are they really going to be helping the ZEP holders?
Thank you. Yes. So, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Advocate Stando. Your last word, just a few words. Advocate Stando.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Sorry, connection issue. Yes, my comments are in line with the sentiments from the previous speaker. Anyone who wants to go back home to Zimbabwe because of the pressure, whether ZEP holders or not, because of the pressure that they're facing in South Africa because of xenophobic violence, are free to do so. Those that want to stay for whatever reason, the children in school, their children in university, they've got their jobs or their businesses here, they've bought houses here. Whatever the case is, we will assist them in the courts.
Thank you, sir. Our time is up. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Advocate Simba Chitando, Ms. Victress Matutu, and Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi. Signing off from Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Yes, so we are going to ask maybe Ubaba Mkwananzi. Ubaba Mkwananzi, loku kona? Yeah, I'm told that Mkwananzi is actually dropped off. So for those that have joined us today, we are happy that we discussed this issue concerning, you know, Zimbabwe exemption permits. And there are so many people making a lot of inquiries. So we hope that you are going to see the team that is visiting South Africa from Zimbabwe. Good night.